Before anyone rushes out to proclaim that all UFOs are really secret Nazi technology, serious attention should be given to the wealth of public literature that clearly indicates that while some saucers, especially in the years following World War II, may indeed have been Nazi test vehicles, any objective review of the material suggests the presence of some unconventional source as well. Another amazing and chilling aspect of Nazi technology involved their development of nuclear weapons. Researcher and author Farrell concluded from new material released from the former East Germany that the Nazis were much closer to developing an atomic bomb than previously accepted by post-war writers. He characterized the idea that the Germans had neither the talent nor the capability to construct an operational atomic bomb. Recall the well-known story of the destruction of the heavy water plant in Norway by commandos, an Allied legend designed to distract the public from a horrible reality. All the evidence points to the conclusion that there was a large, very well-funded, and very secret German isotope enrichment program during the war, a program successfully disguised during the war by the Nazis and covered up after the war by the Allied legend, wrote Farrell, after concluding that the conventional story that the German failure to obtain the atomic bomb because they never had a functioning reactor is simply utter scientific nonsense, because a reactor is needed only if one wants to produce plutonium. It is an unneeded and expensive development if one only wants to make a uranium A-bomb. Plus, there is the cryptic remark made by Kurt Diebner, a physicist involved with the Nazi atomic bomb project. Surreptitiously recorded by British intelligence during post-war internment at Farm Hall, England, Diebner mentioned a photochemical process to enrich uranium, bypassing the need for a centrifuge. Since no modern researcher understands what process was referred to by Diebner, this may mean that the Nazis discovered a method of isotope separation and uranium enrichment that even now remains classified. Adding to the idea that the Nazis already had perfected a method of enriching uranium are the words of nuclear scientist Carl Wirtz, who was also secretly taped at Farm Hall. Upon learning of the atomic bomb dropped on Hiroshima, Otto Hahn, who discovered atomic fission, commented, "They can only have done that if they have uranium isotope separation." To which Wirtz agreed by responding, "They have it too," a clear indication that he knew of a German separation process. Farrell noted, "Thus, there is sufficient reason, due to the science of bomb-making and the political and military realities of the war after America's entry, that the Germans took the decision to develop only a uranium bomb, since that afforded the best, most direct, and technologically least complicated route to acquisition of a bomb."
This is the end of the CD. The audiobook continues on the next CD.